written about the love of God.
成百上千 的书就是在讲述神的爱。
No doubt hundreds of songs have been written about the love of God.
也是很多的歌曲讲到神的爱。
But you know, that's only the one side of it.
但是呢，这只是事情的一方面。
Today I want to talk to you about the other side.
我现在要讲到这个爱的另外一面。
That other side is God himself.
讲到另外一面，从讲到神自己他的感受。
God loves us. It streams from Him.
神爱我们，这个爱是从他里边流露出来的。
It's very real. It's very precious.
非常的宝贵，非常的真实。
But what about God Himself?
但是神又怎么样？他自己呢
？He said, "I love the world."
他说我爱这个世界，这个世界。
We're feeling.The results of that love.
我们感受到神的爱的这个结果。
But the source of that love comes from God.
但是这个爱的源头是由神而来。
One time David wrote and he said,
有一次大卫在他的诗中写道，
And they have rewarded me evil for good.
他们向我以恶报善。
And hatred for love.
以恨报爱。
I want to talk to you about something that maybe.Some of you will understand because you've gone through it yourself.
也许我要向你们讲一些，其中呢，我们有些人可能经历过这个。
I'm going to talk to you about the love that it's never. What shall I say? It's not given back to you.
我们要讲到这个没有，就是没有收到这个应有的回报的爱。
Can you remember maybe back in your young days when you were just seemingly just in love with somebody?
记不记得在你年轻的时候，也许你在爱某一个人
，They didn't care for you，
但是他们根本不在意你
，They didn't notice you，
他们也不留意你，根本没看到你。
You know, a lot of our teenagers, particularly in the Asian area, that kill themselves, it's because they love someone and it's not returned。
你知道吗？在亚洲有很多的年轻人、青少年自杀，就是因为原因，就是因为他们爱某个人，但是呢，却那个人却没有对他回应，有相应的回报。
As a counselor, as a counselor,
作为一个协谈者
，many have come.
有很多人，太太来讲，发现他们先生对他们不忠实。
What is this great hurt?
你说那个伤害有多深
？I love him.
我爱他。
I kept his home. I kept his family.
我照顾家，照顾孩子。
But he's not reciprocating with.
但是他却对我的爱却没有回应。
Any of you know that deep hurt?
你知道体会到那种深深的、深切的伤害吗
？Any of you know the deep hurt when you raise your child and they turn unrequited love.
我们把那种称为是没有得到回报的爱。
So now we know that the source of the love that God gives us is from Himself. We are the receivers.
我们知道神是爱的源头，我们是爱的接受者。
None of us love God first.
我们没有一个人是我们起先，我们首先主动去爱神的。
God loved us.
神先爱我们，他是主动的。
Now God required something of man because of this love.
因为神的这种爱，他对我们是有一些要求。
In Deuteronomy 10:12, he said this.
在申命记第十章十二节，他说道。
And now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you?
以色列呀，现在耶和华你神向你所要的是什么呢
？But to fear God.
只要敬畏耶和华你的神。
Now that doesn't mean I shake when I think of this name.
不是说一想到这个，不是意味着你一想到神就浑身发抖。
Every mother that knows how to discipline has children that has a little fear.
你知道，做妈妈，如果你管教你的孩子，你知道你的孩子多少有点怕你。
They know if they do something wrong, they're in trouble.
他们要知道，孩子应该知道，说他们如果做错事情，
And so a lot of the things that keeps them from doing wrong is because they're afraid.
他们没做
afraid of mommy.
因为他们之所以去没犯错没做那些不应该做的事情因为他们怕爸爸或者妈妈
God wants us to give him that same respect.
神想要我们对他有同样的这个尊敬这种敬畏之心
That there is something in our heart that fears to hurt him to disobey him to turn ourselves from him
因为呢我们在心里面我们害怕会让他不高兴，害怕会让他不顺服，所以我们就因为有这种害怕，所以我们就不会去做那些让他不喜悦的事情。
He said, I require of you to walk in all his ways, to love him.
我们神要让我们真的是遵行他的律，
去
爱他，
侍奉他，
侍奉我们的神。
With all of your heart and with all of your soul.
尽心尽性尽力的爱他，侍奉他。
Now this is not just a doctrine.
这不单单就是一个教义。
This isn't something that's just been taught from the time Adam and Eve was in the garden.
这不单单就是亚当夏娃从
田野里听到的。This is a requirement.
这个是要求。
Sometimes I feel like we don't recognize.
有的时候好像我没有意识到。
That on the other end of God's love, there are requirements.
在神的爱的另外一端呢，其实是有要求的。
There are things to keep.That love flowing both ways.
有这个要求，有这个条件，可以让神的爱不断的流露出来，流露到我们身上。
There's an allegory, a beautiful allegory, the 16th chapter of Ezekiel.
有一个很好的一个比喻，一个讲到这样，在以西结书第十六章。
And this is what he said to them because he has found them doing all kinds of wickedness.
神发现以色列做了各种各样憎可憎恶的邪恶的事，这是神对以色列所讲的。
He said, as on the day you were born, your cord was not broken.
他说，论到你出世的景况，在你出生的日子，没有为你断
脐带。Nor were you washed with water to clean you.
也没有用水洗你。
Nor rubbed with salt, which is a preserver that keeps clean.
丝毫没有撒盐在你身上，那个
撒盐是洁净它。Nor were you wrapped even in swaddling clothes.
甚至也没有用布裹你。
There was no eye salve rubbed on you or put on you.
谁的眼也不可怜你。
He said, "No one did anything out of compassion."
没有人来可怜你，来为你做任何的事情。
On the day you were born, you were hated.
在你出生的日子，你是被厌恶的。
Now let's see if we can understand and translate this.
我们可不可以了解这个？把这个。应用到我们现在。
Israel was born with a family of 70.
你知道以色列他刚开始只有七十个人。
Three generations.
只有三代人。
They were nothing.
For 三代人，他们里边其实七十人，没有人，没有人注意到他们，只有七十个人。
They lived in their little area of their little area in the Middle East, and that was it, just their little.
他们就住在中东一个小小的一个村庄上住的，就是他们七十个人，没有人了解他们，认识他们。
Drew no one's attention.
没有人也
brought fear to no one's heart.
你知道那种感觉吗？你没有任何人留意到你，没有任何人都忽略你。
But something happened.
但是呢，其后有奇妙的事发生了。
We see that God sent them to Israel.
神就把他们
to Egypt.
神把他们带到了埃及。
He said, "Then I passed you by again and saw you. Behold, you were the age for love, and I spread the corner of my garment."Over you,
然后神说呢，我从你旁边经过，看见你的时候，正是你要动爱、正动爱情，便用衣襟搭在你身上，遮盖你的刺体。
I made my vow to you and entered into a covenant with you.
又向你起誓，与你结盟，你就归于我。
Declare the Lord God, and you became mine.
你就归于我，这是耶和华所说的。
Do you see now? He has established his relationship.To these 2 million people,
你看到了吗？现在神就跟这两百万的以色列人建立了一个盟约。
He took them out of Egypt.
他把他们从埃及带出来。
He brought them into Canaan to conquer the country there.
他们把他们带到迦南地，征服了那里的人，征服了一片土地。
He was with and began to build that nation.
他要开始建造这个民族，这个国家。
And he said, "I clothe you also with embroidered cloth."
神也说，我也使你身穿
绣花衣服。I shod you, I put shoes of leather on you.
脚穿海狗皮鞋。
I wrapped you in fine linen and covered you with silk.
又用细麻布给你束腰，用丝绸围衣披在你身上。
And I adorned you with ornaments.
又用装饰打扮你。
Put bracelets on your wrists.
将镯子戴在你手上。
Chains on your neck.
将金链戴在你项上。
Put rings on your nose.
将环子戴在你
上。
将耳环戴在你耳朵上。
And a beautiful crown on your head.
将华冠戴在你头上。
Thus you were adorned with gold
and silver, and
your clothing was of fine raiment.
穿的是细麻衣和丝绸，并绣花衣。
With silk and embroidered cloth,
就是很美的绣花衣。
You ate fine flour and honey and oil.
吃的是细面、蜂蜜和油。
You grew exceedingly beautiful.
你也极其美貌
，and advanced to royalty，
发达到王后的尊荣
，and your renown went forth among all the nations because of your beauty。
你美貌的名声传在列邦中，你十分美貌。
For it was perfect through the splendor that I bestowed on you。
是因我加在你身上的威荣。
He's now saying to Israel. Now this is 500 in the 500 BC.
这大概是在公元前五百年。
He's telling them what I did for you.
这是他主在公元前五百年告诉他们说，他
说我为你们做的。They have many years of history now.
他们现在以色列的历史是很悠
久的。They become conquerors.
他们就开始征服。
David became on the throne, and it became a glorious thing. He defeated all the nations around.
大卫王在宝座上。他是真的是一个很荣耀的王，他真的是打败了周围所有的这个国家。
The splendor, if you could see tons and tons of gold that they, gold and silver and metal that they put into the temple, and people came to see it.
你就看他们的威容，你想象一下，在他们的圣殿中有成百上吨吨的金子，然后各国的人就从各方来看。
They came to see the glory of Solomon.
他们来看所罗门的荣
华。Bringing mighty gifts and bowing before them.
他们带着礼物，带着贡物来朝见所罗门，在他面前下拜。
He said, "I did that for you."
神说这是我所为你成就的。
They had no way of doing.
他们靠着自己是没办法这样子的。
When they were just a young family, they were nothing but shepherds.
他们刚开始的时候其实就是一个部落，一个牧羊人的家庭。
They knew nothing about the world itself.
他们对这个世界完全是不了解的。
But God began to bring them out and set them up because He said, "You are mine."
神把他们带出来，神把他们放到尊位，因为神说你归于我。
But then He said, "You trusted in your beauty."
然后神就说，只是你仗着自己的美貌。
And you played the harlot because of your renown and lavished your whoredom on any passerby's. Your beauty became. Your beauty became his.
你以你的名声就行邪淫，你纵情淫乱，使过路的任意而行。神在这里讲述什么呢
？He said, "Now as time passed by."
但是现在呢，神说随着时间的流逝
，the idols
你就开始来追逐偶像，
from all the different countries,
从不同国家来的各种各样的偶像。
You grabbed them.
你就看到那个别的国家的偶像，你就抓住，你就去拜那个偶
像。You took some of the garments and made for yourself colorful shrines. That's where you worship. The gods.
你用衣服为自己在高处结彩，就是表示他在这个拜偶像。
The like has never been seen, nor ever shall be. You also took your beautiful jewels.
这样的事将来必没有，也必不再行了。
My gold and my silver that I gave to you.
你又将我所给你那华美的
金银宝器。And made yourself images of man, and with them played the whore.
为自己制造人像，与他邪邪淫。
Then you took your embroidered garments,
又用你的衣服给他披上，并将我的膏油
and set my oil and my incense before them,
并将我的膏油和香料摆在他跟前。
Also was my bread given to them,
又将我赐给你的食物。
I fed you with fine flour and oil, and now it becomes the idol's pleasant odor.
就是我赐给你吃的细面、油和蜂蜜都摆在跟前，为偶像的供物。
Your sons and daughters,
并且你将
which is his sons and daughters,
你将你给我所生的儿女奉献给偶像
and you sacrifice them,
你将他们
to the idols,
你把他们献给这个偶像
you didn't remember the days of your youth,
你不纪念你幼年的时
候 when you were naked, bare and wallowing,
当时你赤身裸体滚在雪中
and after all your wickedness,
你行这一切恶事之后
God has brought his judgment,
神就神的审判就来临了。
It started in the eighth chapter.
在第八章，在神在以西结书第八章。
Israel had done all of these things that God said they had done.
以色列做了这些所有可憎的，神所描述这些可憎的事情。
For various reasons.
他们当然有他们不同的原因。
We see now that He has brought judgment.
现在呢，以色列是自遭审判。
Because there comes a time when the cup of God and His jealousy cannot take it.
就是神的这个愤怒，神的愤怒的杯满了，神不能。
You see,
神的时间到了。
Held back by His mercies that are renewed.
因为神的慈爱怜悯，他一直不去。
But His deep love that He has.
神的，因为他的深深的爱。
By His faithfulness to His word.
因为他的他的守约守诚实，他没有
审判他的。But then that other attribute comes up, and he becomes justice and a judge.
但是神的神的属性要求他的公义，要求他来成为审判审判官。
Ezekiel had quite a time, and if you would like to know about it, read Ezekiel.
如果
From the very first chapter,
I
think of any of the prophets
任何的先知
that really, really had it hard
如果真的是有一颗心
was Ezekiel.
跟以西结的心是一样的
He had to play out so many of the things that God was going to do to them.
以西结必须要实际的演示出来神所要做的事
Then he said, God came, took him up by the head of the hair, and took him to Jerusalem to where the temple was.
神呢就从在灵里边，仿佛一只手的形式抓住他的
衣
头，把他举到耶路撒冷。
And this is what God said to him in verse 12 of chapter 8.
然后神对他说，在以西结书
Then God said to me, Son of man, look at this.
然后神对他说，人子啊，
Look what the leaders of Israel are doing in the dark.
看看以色列的这个长老，这些领袖。
Each one of them is in front of their false gods.
每一个人在他们那个假神面前。
They say the Lord does not see.
然后这些领袖竟然说什么？说神看不见这些地
方。The Lord is
gone from the country. 神已经离开这个地方了。
Again, the Lord spoke to me.
然后神又对我说。
You will even see more terrible things.
你还会看见另外更可憎的事。
So now Ezekiel has a tour.
然后现在呢，神就好像带以西结来一个旅行，来看一看。
Of the temple.
来看看这个圣殿里到底都发生了什么事。
So he brought Ezekiel near to the entrance of the area of a temple, and here was a secret room.
然后呢，神就把他带到一个
All that Ezekiel could see was a hole in the wall.
这里有暗房，然后以西结所能看到就是墙上有窟窿。
God told him to open up the wall.
神就让他挖墙，他就照做了，他就看到一个门。
Then the Lord told him go on in.
然后神让人让他进去。
He saw their 70 leaders.
他进去看到什么呢？以色列的七十位长老。
Those that ruled, those that led.
这个就是这个以色列的最高的领袖，这些长老。
He watched them.
他就观看他们。
And he saw what they were doing.
看到他们所做的。
There were awful pictures.
在四面墙上有各种可憎的画像。
There were things that crawled and of unclean animals.
是各样的爬物，或者说是不洁净的走兽。
Also the false gods of Israel.
还有这个以色列所拜的这些所有的这个假神的偶像。
These 70 men were the leaders of Judah.
这些七十个长老是以色列的领袖。
They stood in front of the false gods.
他站在这些假神面前，他们在干什么呢？
This meant they were worshiping them.
他们站在这个假神面前，就表明他们是在敬拜这些假神。
And the Lord said, "Because they think I do not see."
然后神说，因为他们以为我都没看见。他们觉得说，神已经离弃这地。
Then he brought me to another entrance.
然后神呢，带我到另外一个北门的门口，朝北门口。
There in that entrance was a group of women were seated.
在那个朝北的门口呢，就有一群妇女在那里坐着。
This is chapter the verse 14.
这是在第十四节第八章的。
They were sitting there weeping as if their heart would break.
他们在那里哀哭痛哭，好像他们的心都要破碎了。
Was it their sons had died? No.
是他们的孩子死了吗？
They were taking part in the ritual of a god called Thomas.
他们在一个仪式，他们在怎么呢？在敬拜一个假神叫。
Look at what they're doing.
You
see the things are even more evil than this.
神说，你看到了吗？还要看见比这更可憎的事。
You see, Thomas was a false god.
达摩斯是巴比伦的假神。
But he had died.
但是他死了。
And his wife had wept over him, and then he arose from.
然后他的妻子就为他痛哭，然后他就又复活了。
So we see here that they're worshiping this.
所以你看到吗？这些妇女在敬拜这个假神。
Then God brought me to another inner tent.
然后神又带了我到耶和华的内院。
I saw 25 men.
看到有25个人。
At the entrance of the tent.
就在那个圣殿的门口。
They were between the entrance and the altar. You see, these were the priests. These were those that were the men in the temple.
这25个人是祭司。
They had their back to the temple.
他们是背靠。
And they looked toward the east, and they worshipped the sun god.
他们脸朝着这个脸朝着东方，在拜日头。
God said, "Look at that."
神说：“你看。”
Son of man, look at this.
说人子啊，你看见了吗？
It is bad enough that the people in Judah do these awful things here, but they also fight, and they have filled the country with their cruelty. They have turned from me. They have made me angry. They insult me in the worst possible way.
他说，人子啊，你看见了吗？犹大家在此行着可憎的事，还算为小吗？他们在此地变形强暴，再三惹我发怒。他们以最侮辱的方式来侮辱我。
It was about 2 years ago when I was in China.
两年前我在中国。
But I decided I'm going to read Ezekiel.
然后我就决定说我要开始来读以西结书。
So I began to read.
然后我就开始来研读以西
结书。The more I read it, the more I begin to feel something in me.
我越读，我心里边的感受越深。
And then I recognize.
然后我就认识到，我就意识到。
The hurt of God.
神心里那种深深的伤痛。
That deep, deep hurt of those that he had loved and given so much to had turned their backs utterly on him.
那种深深的伤痛，就是他这么爱这些人，把他自己完全的给他们，但是这些人却真的是背朝他，蔑视他，藐视他。
It brought tears to my eyes.
然后我就开始痛哭。
And I began to think.
然后我就开始想。
This is what man is doing to
God. 这就是人所对神所做的。
Not just the children of Israel.
不单单是以色列人
but man,
而是整个人类
I did one time.
我曾童年也是那样子
I disobeyed, I hurt, I ran.
我就不听神的话
Thank God.
我就远离神但是感谢神
found out that I needed to love him.
然后他让我知道我需要去爱他
Now the next chapter, the ninth chapter is rather enlightening.
但是在第九章以西结书就是一个让你看到情你就看到神的忍耐已经到了尽头
That's one of the reasons we don't understand
这就是我们不理解的地方
Because to you and me when somebody does like that we want to hurt them
对我们来讲如果我们被别人这么伤害我们就想打回去
And we can get bitterness until we would like to kill them
我们心里面那么苦的我们恨不得把对方给杀了
So we can understand why God doesn't throw lightning down and kill these wicked people.
我们就想说，为什么神不从天上降下闪电，把这些人通通灭掉
？But God's not that way.
但是神不是这样的。
He is long-suffering.
他是忍耐的神，长久受苦的神。
He gives us plenty of time.
他给我们一次给我一次
一次
给我们的机会。
He gives us plenty of warning.
他给我们一次一次的警告。
But then there comes a day.
但是最后到了有一天
，He said.
他说
，Send for me 7 men.
他说。被我带六个人来。
And later on in that chapter, we see they weren't men; they were angels.
其实这些七个人、六个人是天使。
And he said to one,
他就对其中的一个人说
，Go out across all of Israel, Jerusalem, and I want you to mark those people who are crying and sighing because of the wickedness.
你去走遍耶路撒冷全城，那。在那些因城中所行可憎之事哀惜叹息哀哭的人画记号在他们额上
I want you to mark them
然后神说我想要你去在那些为这些可憎之事叹息哀哭的人身上做一个记号他对另外的六个人说
I want you to go out over Jerusalem
他说我想你们的六个天使走遍以色列的全耶路撒冷全城
have that.
对任何脸上头上没有这个记号的人，就把他们全部
击杀掉。He started in the temple first.
然后是从圣殿开始。
The 70 men who were worshiping the sun were first among those to die.
这刚开始的25个在面对从敬拜日头的是首先死的。
The 70 leaders who worshiped false gods in the inner area would die.
在内室中。来拜这个假神的七十个长老也是首先被击杀的。
You see, punishment starts at the house of God.
审判从神的家起手。
They should have been worshiping, obeying Him.
他们本来应该敬拜神。
But they used the temple for false.
但是他们竟然用神的圣殿来敬拜假神。
And they refused to obey.
他们拒绝来顺服神。
All I require of you.
然后神说：“我这是我对你的要求，就是来敬畏我，
to love me,
爱我。”
To obey.
去听我的话
to love me with all of your heart,
用你的全心来尽心尽性尽力来爱主我的
well, you say to me well Sister Schwartz that's Israel that's how bad they were
你说妈咪这只是以色列只是他们很糟糕
But let's look at today.
让我们看看今天的社会。今天
Because Jesus himself declared,
因为主耶稣自己
宣告说 My Father so loved this world that he gave me that you might have everlasting life.
主耶稣自己宣告说神这样的爱世人所以他把我给了你们。
So it wasn't just the Jews he loved.
他并不是仅仅就爱犹太人。
You see, the Jews were to be an example to the world.
以色列人是要做
of righteousness and goodness and fairness.
本来是要在这个世界上做神的一个榜样做神的公义正直的一个榜样但是他们从来没有做到。
He said he so loved the world.
神说神这样爱世上的人。
That means every one of us.
这包括我们其中的每一个人。
He so loves every one of us. It is very true.
他爱我们其中的每一个人这是很真实的也是 很奇妙的
And it's very great to know this in my heart He loves me
在我的心里知道神这样爱我那个是真的是让我非常的感恩
But man is the same
但是人呢还是同样的
We see Jesus
我们看到了耶稣
As he heals
我们看到他的医治
As he loves them
然后他们
As he feeds them
主耶稣医治喂饱他们
Then we hear him say, in,
然后我们听到他说
John 3:11 to Nicodemus,
在那个主耶稣对尼哥底姆说
Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know.
主耶稣说我实实在在的告诉你们
And bear witness
我们所说的是我们知道的
what we have seen in heaven.
我们所见证的是我们见过的
I added that.
就是在天上所见过的
But you do not receive our testimony.
你们却不领受我们的见证
He said, "You won't listen to."
他说你们是不听的，你不要听我。
Then we see how Jesus became very emotional.
然后我们看到主耶稣在这里，就是他的就是感情就出来了。在他死之前
，He stood on one of the mountains. He looked over the city.
他站在那个一个山顶上，他看着就往下俯瞰耶路撒冷。
He said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem."
他说哦，耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷。
The city that killed the prophets and stoned those who were sent to it.
你常杀害先知，又用石头打死那奉差遣到你这里来的人。
Would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood？
我多次愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下。
You're not willing。
只是你们不愿意。
That time，
在那个时候
，Jews were cast out of Israel across the world。
在那个时候，以色列人被分散在全世界各地。从那个时候以色列人在全世界各地被分散有1900年之久
Now let's look at ourselves
让我们看看我们现在所处的我们现在的世界
He said when my cup is full
神说当我的这个杯满的时候这个人这个邪恶的杯满的时候
Let's look at his final rejection
让我们看看这个最后的这个对神的拒绝
This final rejection is where 50 million abortions That's just America
人对神的拒绝表现在哪里呢
Millions and millions more than sacrificed to the idols in Jerusalem.
到现在为止，美国已经因为这个堕胎，已经杀害了5000万的婴儿。这个已经远远超过以色列人在那个假神面前所献祭的。
Today, a good part of the world doesn't believe in God.
在这个世界上，很多的绝大部分地方不相信神。
Evolution's been brought in the last 150, 200 years, and it has wiped God.Out of many, many hearts and minds in the world.
进化论只是在最近的150年到200年之间，但是已经在全世界传播。有很多的人把神从各个地方不让再讲述神。很多人因为这个进化论也不再相信神。
God spoke about He abhors when a man lives with a man.
神说
a woman with an animal.
神说他真的是心里憎恶厌恨，就是说他就是心里边那种
very deep hatred.
就是一个很深很深的憎恶就是男人跟男人在一起或者一个女人和受刑淫但是我们竟然把这些合法化然后我们有这个黄色录像黄色录像的收入能带来 几十亿上百亿的收入
7 years old and 11 year old getting addicted to it
然后小孩只有仅10岁11岁就这黄色录像 上瘾然后这个性奴隶在这个国家然后对孩子虐待然后这个想象不到的道德败坏
I think I heard the statistics that more couples that are not married live together today than those that are married
我们现在知道在美国调查是说在一起没有结婚的这个同居的这些人比真正结婚的在婚姻中的人更多
Hatred and war
然后大家彼此相恨战争 然后这个整个世界的这种仇恨。
I can go on and on.
我可以这样一直讲下去。
Laws, morals, and sins tossed into the face of God.
大家把法律、把这些道德、这些罪，就好像扔在神的眼前。
But we as a world are not aware.
但是这个世界上并没有意识到。
That it hurts the heart of God.
这样的对神的心是深深的，对上神很伤痛。
His fury.
神的愤怒。
His jealousy.
神对这个忌邪的心。
So he's going to.But this is going to be the judgment of the world that's coming.
神对这个世界的审判就会来临。
You know, they said he won't see us.
然后有些人说他看不见我们。
No, he's gone away.
哦，他已经离开了。
How many of us think he won't see us?
有多少人觉得当我们做什么，知道神不喜悦的时候，觉得说神看不见我。
After all, he's God, and he's got a lot of things to look after.
哦，他是神吗？他有很多事情要照看，他可能看不见我做的这些事
情。But let me tell you, friends, he sees everything.
我告诉你朋友们，他看到每一件事情。
And he writes it in a book.
他把这个记录在他的册子上。
You say that's ridiculous. Well, you just
你说的很荒唐，你就等一等。
When you stand before God and man, and he opens up your life.
当你站在神的审判桌前的时候
your lies, your inconsistencies, your hatreds, your, and your disobedience to God.
他打开那个书，你讲的谎话，你对神的不顺服，你的这个心里的仇恨，都在那个册子上写的。
God loves us, yes.
神是爱我们。
But he wants our.
他也想要我们的爱。
If there's ever a day that you and I live in a world that is love hungry.
如果我们什么时候生活在一个对爱非常渴慕的时代
It's today.
就是今天
People are hungry to be cared about.
每个人都希望被爱
be significant.
去被人重视
be worthwhile.
去被人重视被人照顾
Many, many billions are not.
但是成百几百万
Many of them live in big houses with everything they have, but there's something there they're not happy about.They're fighting, they're criticizing, they're trying to be deceitful. Because of why? Because they have left God.
为什么有很多的这个家庭里边有各种各样的事情，物质上的东西应有尽有，但是心里却不满足，就在批评，在憎恨。为什么会这样呢？因为他们离弃了神。
I don't know where you are today.
我不知道你今天在哪个地步。
But God.
但是神知道我们今天在什么地步。
Don't ever forget.
不要忘记。
He knows if you love him.
他知道你是否爱他。
Now, sometimes, have you ever heard of people saying "I love you" and they didn't mean it?
你知道有的时候人对说哦我爱你，但是他并不是真心说这话。
I often hear people say "I love you."
我就听到说哦我爱你。
They don't remember you anymore until the next time they see you.
下一次他们连你不根本不记得你是谁。
You see, that's the way we are sometimes with God.
我们有时候对神就像是这样。
I love you, God.
你说神呐，我爱你。
See you when I get sick.
See, 神嘛，等我那个生病的时候再见吧。
See you when I'm in trouble.
等我有麻烦时候再见吧。
And we still feel like we're going to make it to heaven.
然后我们还是觉得我们这样子没关系，我们肯定还是可以上天堂的。
I love every one of you. I pray. I've been
我爱我们每个人。
Very much.
我们为你，我真的是为你们每个人祷告。
But if you're going to make it to heaven,
如果你真的是要说你将来确定能上天堂，你要敬畏神。
And love him with all your heart.
尽心尽性尽力爱神。
How is love made deeper?
怎么样让我们的爱更深呢？
Those of you who take counseling know.
如果你去到协谈，你就知道怎么样让你爱得更深。
By communication,
就是要沟通，要彼此之间要交流。
The more you love, the more you talk, the more you enjoy each other.
你越爱，你彼此交流越多，你就对对方更加在意。
Most of you, when you got married, didn't even begin to know all about what your husband and your wife, what you all were.
当你刚结婚的时候，可能实际上你对你的丈夫或者妻子是完全不了解的。
But time, as time went on, and the love grew deeper, and the trust was more real, you began to open up your heart.
所以，随着时间的流逝，您的爱更深，你们彼此之间更加信任，你就敞开你的心。
Your husband may say, "You know, I wanted to love my mother."
然后你的太太先生可能会说我想爱我的妈妈，但是我妈妈很难相
处。She tried to live my life.
我妈妈想要控制我的生活。
She never let me be myself.
我妈从来不让我成为我自己。
I have to tell you I hate her.
我要告诉你，我在心里边其实对我妈妈是有苦毒，是恨的。
You see, these are the things that are deep in our heart.
这有的时候我们的心里边有些东西是很深的。
When we come to God.
但是当我们来到神面前。
He doesn't care anything about what you have earthly.
神不在意你在世上所有的什么东西。
He doesn't care if you're a genius or if you're retarded.
神也不在意你是天才还是那个智障儿童。
All he cares is.
神所在意的。
I believe if he could be here today in person, he said, "All I care about is I love you, and the one thing I want is love me."
神如果可以站在这里就向我们讲话，我想他要说的就是说我爱你，我所唯一想要的就是你在你回报你也爱我。
How can I love God back?
你说我怎么可以爱神呢，怎么可以回去怎么爱神呢？
Keep looking up and telling him.
然后你就仰望神，你就告诉他神我要爱你，你就仰望神，你就感谢神。
When troubles come, trust him.
当有问题麻烦来的时候，有难处时候，相信靠他。
When you put your money in the offering, you say,
当你奉献神的奉献给神的时候，
I love you, that's why I'm doing.
你说神啊，因为我爱你，所以我奉献。
I want to see your work spread.
我想要看到你的工作在这个世界上进展。
So many ways.
有很多很多的方式来爱神。
Just take time to love.
就是去花时间去爱他。
Some of us need to get alone and begin to tell God.
有些时候我们需要独处来告诉神
what He's done for you and how you thank Him and how much you love Him and oh, listen.
他所为你所
thank. Do you know the Word of God says every perfect gift cometh from the Father above?
就是你要自己独处，然后就告诉神他所为你所做的，然后感谢神。你知道吗？圣经上讲每一样全备的赏赐，各样的恩赐都是从父神那里来的。
You know how many people live in huts?
你知道有多少人是住在那个小茅草屋里吗？但是我们却住在有空调的大房子里。
Is that because you're any better than them?
难道是因为你比他们更强吗？更好吗？
No, you were born in a country where you can make.
而是因为你生在美国，你可以挣这么多的钱。
A country that one time God was center.
然后有一天是这个国家是神把这个国家建立起来的。
When I get many times when I begin to praise the Lord.
让我想一想，我就开始赞美神。
I thank him for my car.
我感谢神为我的车，为我的车来感谢神。
It really ain't much, but I thank him for.
虽然那个车不是很贵，但是我感谢神。
I can get around.
因为有这个车，我就可以去不同的地方。
I thank him for my home.
我就为我的房子感谢神。
I had no money to have a home.
我其实根本没有钱去有一个房子。
None at all.
一点钱也没有。
The most I ever made on the mission fields was $450 a month.
我这一辈子挣的最多的钱在宣教士上就是一个月450块钱的工资。
But God put it in my mother and dad's heart to come to Florida. They came to Hope Sound. They got a life lease and the house is mine.
然后呢，神感动我的爸爸妈妈，他们就过来跟我住，然后他们就有这个房子，然后他们就给了我。
I thank him for my life. I thank him for my friends. I thank him for those who care about me.
我就为我的朋友，为那些爱我关心我的人感谢神。
Why do we take it for granted?
为什么我们要觉得这一切都是理所当然的吗？
That all we have is because of me.
不是说我们所有都是因为我，我是我的能力挣的。
We need to get back to fearing God.
我们要回到敬畏神。
Loving him.
爱神。
Making him a part of our life.
让他成为我们生活中的一部主要的部分，让他成为我们的生活。
Because I want to tell you,
我想要告诉大家
，The Word of God is showing us His cup of fury is getting full.
你圣经上讲的很清楚，神愤怒的杯已经在要满盈了。
He told us in His Word the things that would happen when it starts to get full.
神告诉我们，当他的愤怒的杯要满的时候，会有什么事情发生
？As God's messenger, I feel.
作为神的这个神的神的牧者，我知道很多人不喜欢听这个信息。他们说
，Friends, the more I read the God's word, the more I see what's happening today, I know Jesus is coming.
这就是我阅读神的话。我现在阅读神的话，我越在这里读
神，
看周围发生，我知道神真是快来了。
Must begin to give back love.
我们要现在回报神的爱，来回爱神。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father.
哦，天上的父。
mankind has not been kind to you.
人类对你从来没有良善过，也没有回报你的爱。
But Lord, you said I want a people.
但是神，你说我要一群子民。
That will come through the testing and trying.
经过试炼，经过火炼一般的试炼。
But will love me.
会爱我。
Lord, we want to be one of.
主啊，我们想成为那个那群子民中的一员。
We want to be one of those that loves you deeply.
我们想要成为那个深深爱你的那个人。
That put you first in our lives.
在凡事中让你居首位。
That cares about your commandments.
在意你的诫命。
Oh Father, help us as a people.
哦，父神呐，真的是帮助我们。
I love our church, Lord. I love our people.
主啊，你知道我爱这个教会，你知道我爱我们的会众。
I want every one of them to stand before your throne, washed in the blood of the Lamb.
我真的是愿意，我们其中的每一个人，真的是被你的宝血所洁净，能站在你的宝座前。
But Father, Satan blinds their mind.
但是有的时候，撒旦真的是让他们的心眼瞎掉，他们没有，他们看不见，他们不能了解。
But oh God, open their eyes.
主啊，求你打开他们的心眼。
Holy Spirit,
圣灵啊，
to our hearts.
真的是在我们的心里边工作。
Tell them our heart will fall on our knees.
真的是让我们跪在你面前。
And call out to you, oh God.
真的是向你呼求，说神呐、
啊。I'm yours.
我属于你。
God help us.
主啊，帮助我们，神。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告，奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen.